This episode of the Gospel Coalition podcast is sponsored by Trinity Evangelical Divinity School, grounded in the truthfulness of Holy Scripture, entrusted with the gospel. Get more information at teds.edu. This is the Gospel Coalition podcast, where we seek to renew the contemporary church in the ancient gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Colin Hansen. Today's podcast is a roundtable discussion with Jen Wilkin, Trillia Newbell, and Melissa Kruger on complementarianism. Complementarianism is the view that men and women are equal in personhood, but have been called by God into different roles. Listen now as they talk about the right application of this idea in contrast with its misapplication.
If we're honest, and we want to be honest, complementarianism is a confusing word. It's a long word, but it's also confusing for a lot of people. People don't understand what it looks like, and sometimes it can be something that we've seen people abuse. So we want to talk about that. What does it look like to be complementarian, and how have we seen abuses? What do you think?
You know, I really think in its best form, it's just a beautiful picture of Christ and his church.
Right.
So there's a leader and there's a follower, and that's a good thing. But it's not something, sometimes it gets in our churches, I think it can turn abusive when we start applying it to all women, submit to all men.
Right.
And women have no voice in the life of the church. Whereas the reality is, every member of the body has an important role and value in the church. And so
right.
The best complementarian, can't even say the word,
I know.
Churches yeah. are one that are encouraging both their men and both their women
yeah.
to pursue knowing Jesus.
Right.
And that the church is all built up and working together. So it's not that one side has a voice and one side doesn't. It's that we're using it in unity together to build the church.
And something that you said that I think is really important and worth repeating is that we're submitting, all of us, but what we see often emphasize is the wife submitting to the husband or women submitting to all people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you would probably have something to say about that.
Yeah, I mean, I think most of us can't remember the last time we heard a sermon that was preached where that was about all of us being submissive.
Right.
Yet you often hear reference the idea that women are to be submissive. And then along with that are all of these stereotypes associated with what the submissive woman
right.
looks like. And so I think it's just people love to try to categorize things in simplistic ways. And so there's been really a lot of discussion that revolves around leadership as strictly a male idea and submission as strictly a female idea. And yet this is just flat not true and not able to be supported by Scripture.
Right.
And so I think that what I would love to see happen is to see us reclaim a better idea of what it looks like to have women leaders in the church in perfectly appropriate roles. And what does it mean? I think it's easier for women to think about submission in the ways that they're called to submit, knowing that all of us are called to submit, rather than that, hey, this is something you women need to spend a lot of time thinking about.
Sure.
I also think that a man who understands the beauty of submission is more likely to lead from a place of compassion and empathy
and
than
love.
A man who believes yeah. that it is his right to lead, rather than seeing it as, you know, a trade.
And on that point, yeah. I really think men can lead the way in showing women how to submit. As they submit to their church
right.
leadership,
absolutely.
You know, are the men in the church submitting well to the church leadership? Are
yeah.
they submitting to their governing authorities?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's almost our model mm-hmm. for how we do
right.
you know,
absolutely.
As well. And so it's just that whole point that we're all called to submit to someone.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know.
And the reality is, though, that there are marriages where it's difficult to submit because...
Yeah.
Well, it's difficult to submit anyways, let's just be honest, but where it's difficult to submit because of abuse.
Mm-hmm.
And so what do we say to women who are in hard marriages or hard relationships where they are called to submit, but it's an abusive relationship? What would you say?
Any marriage relationship that has turned abusive is an abdication of authority. And
yes.
a woman needs to get safe, and she needs to submit to the higher authority of her Heavenly Father, who says that she's created in the image of God, and she is to be treated as an image bearer. And so our first concern in the church needs to be get her safe. And we can evaluate the marriage as time allows. And I think also there is some concern about how that happens. I think that typically in complementarian environments, a woman who finally is able to confess that she's in an abusive relationship often ends up doing so to a group of men because those are who we have in those leadership roles. So it can be difficult sometimes to place a woman. I think we need more women involved in the process of helping women in abusive situations who can be empathetic and also who can advocate for her, because there can be a tendency for the husband to present in such a way that he doesn't appear to be an abuser, and it helps to have more sets of eyes on those situations in case he's entered into the honeymoon phase where he's already saying, oh, I confess, I was wrong, and we want to believe those things. But I think it would be helpful to women to have those intake processes set up to where it is men and women who are hearing those stories so that we're functioning as we should, as side by side, helping people who are in crisis.
You know, it sounds like what both of you are saying and what I would agree with is that having a really robust understanding of complementarianism and truly understanding what it means provides safeguards. Safeguards in the church, safeguards for women, so that we understand what submission really looks like and we can function as the church in a healthy and orderly way. So guys, thank you so much for your time.
You've been listening to the Gospel Coalition podcast. For more gospel-centered resources, visit thegospelcoalition.org.